They will live and thrive on almost anything you spill, dribble, or shake loose. Just give them a little moisture, as when you run a damp cloth over a counter, and they will bloom as if created from nothing. They will eat wood, the glue in wallpaper, the metals in hardened paint. Scientists in Australia found microbes known as Thiobacillus concretivorans that lived in, indeed could not live without, concentrations of sulfuric acid strong enough to dissolve metal. A species called Micrococcus radiophilus was found living happily in the waste tanks of nuclear reactors, gorging itself on plutonium and whatever else was there. Some bacteria break down chemical materials from which, as far as we can tell, they gain no benefit at all. They have been found living in boiling mud pots and lakes of caustic soda, deep inside rocks, at the bottom of the sea, in hidden pools of icy water in the McMurdo dry valleys of Antarctica, and 7 miles down in the Pacific Ocean, where pressures are more than 1,000 times greater than at the surface, or equivalent to being squashed beneath 50 jumbo jets. Some of them seem to be practically indestructible. Deinococcus radiodurans is, according to The Economist, almost immune to radioactivity. Blast its DNA with radiation and the pieces immediately reform, like the scuttling limbs of an undead creature from a horror movie. Perhaps the most extraordinary survival yet found was that of a streptococcus bacterium that was recovered from the sealed lens of a camera that had stood on the moon for 2 years. In short, there are few environments in which bacteria aren't prepared to live. They are finding now that when they push probes into ocean vents so hot that the probes actually start to melt, there are bacteria even there, Victoria Bennett told me. In the 1920s, two scientists at the University of Chicago, Edson Baston and Frank Greer, announced that they had isolated from oil wells strains of bacteria that had been living at depths of 2,000 feet. The notion was dismissed as fundamentally preposterous. There was nothing to live on at 2,000 feet, and for 50 years it was assumed that their samples had been contaminated with surface microbes. We now know that there are a lot of microbes living deep within the earth, many of which have nothing at all to do with the organic world. They eat rocks, or rather, the stuff that's in rocks, iron, sulfur, manganese, and so on. And they breathe odd things too, iron, chromium, cobalt, even uranium. Such processes may be instrumental in concentrating gold, copper, and other precious metals, and possibly deposits of oil and natural gas. It has even been suggested that their tireless nibblings created the Earth's crust.